So it's another audio file, podcast for me. I don't know what to call it. Anyway, this is another podcast for me, and right now's topic is the concept of birth. Not birds that fly, but birth, like baby born onto this world. So, let's hear it. If God did exist, I have the one and the only thing to tell him and to beg of him. You know what I'll tell him? I'll tell him that, oh God, if you would please listen to my wish, listen to my only and my last hope, I wish you didn't send souls onto the world to suffer pain and happiness. I wish you stopped doing that shit already. It's annoying. Quit it. Drop it, bitch. That was what I would like to say to God if he did exist. But if in case he didn't, so I would, you know, fuck around and, you know, I would tell just normal people to, like, fuck off. But if God did exist and he wanna talk to me, I would probably say that to him in the first moment we met. First thing first. Stop doing that already. Don't fuck this world up. It's already fucked up. You don't need to. With the only existed people, the world is probably fuck itself up in the future. You don't need to send more people. We're done. We're through. We're okay. Okay, stop that, please. So, why? If you ask me why, would I say that to him? He's a good guy, you know. You know, God, you know. God is a really good guy. In a way, he kind of gave birth to you. He gave you your life. So you can enjoy things. So you can ejaculate and you can come and you can eat greasy food and you can do a lot of stuff. And I was like, duh. Do you understand? Do you understand that those kind of things are not good things to do? Do you get it? Okay, let's start over. So, first step, if you want to follow me, first step first, you think twice of the situation. You were where? Where is your first place of your existence? On Earth, probably before that, I was like from a paradise. If you were in the paradise and he sent you down onto the earth, which means he probably hates you and wanna fuck your life up. It doesn't make sense. If God loves you, why did he send you down? To be where? In your father's testicles. Thank you. Good place. hairy, smelly. You know, all sort of thing, all sort of bad smell are very well kept in there, your father's testicles. Thank you. And then your father probably horny or some sort, you know? Yeah, he must be. He must be, yeah. And then there's a woman letting the guy penetrate her. Which is a really stupid looking process. Not angelic, not celestial, no such a thing. It looks like two dogs are fucking each other. That was the process. I don't think God would love that. If I were God and I can create anything I want, a baby would be born from a giant tulip in a really deep, deep forest. You know, like the flower, they have a seed which looks like a baby, but it's really small. But after all those times, like, you know, God waters them every day, every single day, until they are ready and they bloom, and there are those little babies coming up and smile and laugh, not coming from vagina in blood and pain, bitch. Just think about it. If I were to create anything and I choose that babies are born from vagina and testicles and blood and pain and all that shit, oh, I'm a very sadistic person. I'm a very wild person. Yeah. Just think about it. I don't think he chose it that way. And to you, what does God look like? Imagine God looking like a human. Probably Elvis Presley? No? No. Probably if I were to say if there's any human being on earth looking like a God, I would say Morgan Freeman. I'm Asian, but the God in my visualization is a black old man. That's the way it is. Because every time the guy talks, he talks angel language. He talks like God. It's so convincing. So, if there's to be a God that looks like a human being, that's gonna be Morgan Freeman. But if there is a God, a real one, and he can look whatever he wanna look like, the way he look, he might look like, you know, what's the best thing? Cute little puppy, seal, what else? Maybe little bunny rabbit. Maybe the mermaid, the fairies, all kinds of creatures. So, I think he will choose something more creative than a lumberjack in a white dress. You hear me? I mean, there are some people believe that God looks like a lumberjack in a white dress. Lumberjack, you know how they look like, with long hair, kind of brown, and beard and all that shit. So here is a lumberjack with probably a friendly looking face, like, ha ha ha, I'm really happy, I have a happy family, whatever that shit. Okay, so a lumberjack, friendly looking dude, and in a long white dress with long sleeves. Think again where you can find that person in your real life. My answer is a real lumberjack who just raped a 12-year-old girl. Oh, sorry, a 12-year-old girl. The girl, my bad. I should say girl. Yeah, a 12-year-old little angel, blonde little angel that he just raped, and then he was sent to the police, you know, back in the old days, and then they found out that he is mentally ill, and after that, the police sent him to the loony bin, where he would, like, have a really disgusting meal, and he would wear that mental patient dressed with long sleeves, basically a rapist. So I don't think God would choose to look like a rapist. That doesn't make sense. Besides Morgan Freeman, there's one more way that God would look like. So, if you ask most people, hey, what do you think, what sex would God be? Is he a male or a female, boy or grown man? So, I don't think that shit matters. If he is a really fair-minded person, I think he would be gay, with purple hair, and with a really, really flamboyant outfit that conforms like future that doesn't exist, like nothing that you would find on Earth, because it's celestial. He's God. He's got to have like a limited edition and something a human designer can't just think of. That is God. That is God. That is real shit. Not a lumberjack, mentally ill lumberjack who appears to be a rapist at the same time. No. My God would be either Morgan Freeman or a purple hair gay homosexual with a really flamboyant extraordinary outfits that you can't find on earth. That's the concept of God. If not, then he or she or Z is not a God to me. Done. So birth issue, fuck that. Don't wanna make child out of my raw JJ. Never happening. Never gonna happening in any fucking way. No. If you can, in case you, if you know that you can, make child come out of your vagina, not that you would like to, but if you know that that is one of your ability, don't use it. Please, I beg of you, don't. Never use it. Just leave it alone. Leave it alone. Don't never think of making infants coming out of your raw JJ. Never, please, never. I would beg God and I would beg every one of you not to make that. Why do you think delivering a life would make your life better? Or would make the world better? Nothing is going to get better. It will get less than better. It will get worse. It will be the worst. Babies are burdens. Babies can't feed themselves. Don't know a thing. And one thing that sucks, they don't come with the innate, which means it comes with them when they are delivered from the VJJ, you know. The personality of a person can be built, can be modified by the environment that they live in. Because I have never seen something that doesn't exist in their mind exist. You know, when you don't put anything in them, they don't know. That's so simple. Like, in this life, if a kid never heard of a word fuck or a word shit, he wouldn't say those words. Real easy. Like, I don't see a kid that will realize on his or her own that, oh, you know what, I think we should have a word to describe people that do bad things to me. Like, I really like the sound of prick. You like prick? No, they don't realize the meaning of prick. We have to teach them. And so to applying that kind of process to your brain, to yourself. Have you ever imagined or come up with a face. Any kind of face. Any kind of face that you don't see or collect them from every other places that you've seen? No. You can't think of a person whose face or whose parts of faces didn't exist in your memory storage. It has to be in there. So it's so simple. So I don't want a kid to be taught by you or myself or any one of us, because we are already fucked up. And what we're going into? More shit. More something not worth my while. Do not make babies, please. Thank you.